Glory to God. We welcome you to podcast 28 of Setting the Standard of God's Excellence in Our Lives. My name is Pastor Helen Price. As we begin today's podcast, as always, we pray that God Himself this day will meet you and all of your loved ones at the point of your need, whatever that need might be. As a point of contact and agreement, please lay your hands upon yourself as I pray just for you and your loved ones. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak to and bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist all injury, weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, discomfort, bondage, and every adverse habit from off of you and your loved ones, and command it to leave you and yours now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray and declare over you and your loved ones, let there be healing, wholeness, wellness, soundness, deliverance, recreated miracles, and total recovery to every cell, organ, and system from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Let you be blessed to be a blessing unto others. If you're in agreement with this prayer, please say, Lord, in Jesus' name, I receive this. Last week, we covered the 9 gifts of the precious Holy Spirit that are found in 1 Corinthians 12, verses 4 through 11. Verse 31 in that same chapter says, but covet, which means to desire, earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. That more excellent way is love. In the past, power and speaking with other tongues were thought to be the 2 major evidences of being baptized and filled with the precious Holy Spirit. However, in John 13 and verse 35, the Word of God says, by this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. Romans 5 and verse 5 says, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the precious Holy Spirit, which is given unto us. This takes us to 1 Corinthians 13, verses 1 through 8, which says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. In other words, without love, I would just be making a lot of noise. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Verses 4 through 7 defines the God kind of love. Verse 4, love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. Then there are the 9 fruit of the precious Holy Spirit, found in Galatians 5, 22 through 23, which says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Remember that love is one of the greatest evidences of being baptized and filled with the precious Holy Spirit. As we end this broadcast today, may you continue to lift up the name of Jesus Christ, and may His standard of excellence be set in every area of your life. Remember that the Word of God says in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This day, if you're not sure of your salvation, please say with me, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart and life. I do believe that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that God raised you from the dead. I repent of all my sins. I give my heart and life to you. Lord, I ask you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to baptize and fill me to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power, love, might, ability, and strength. Now, if you prayed that prayer with me, according to Acts 20 and verse 32, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace that is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are set apart in Jesus Christ. God bless each and every one of you today.